John, the separation you are telling us about, as you have mentioned, because we have to go to work, we have to go to school, and in there we are going to be meeting unbelievers. We are not going to be sitting home away from everybody. That's a physical separation that the children of Israel have. And separation is not really
isolation.
No. That is the thing. What we need to realize that though we are separated from, we are separated unto. So that is really the positive impact of that. It is not the idea that don't touch, don't look, don't see, don't this. Because if you do that alone, there will be some kind of sense of emptiness. But if we are separating unto Christ, if I am looking at the Lord in those things, if He fills and satisfies my heart, then I don't need the other things. It automatically will take place. You don't have to tell somebody, don't do this, or what's wrong with that. Go ahead.
Okay, so I don't need to cut you off.
No, that's a Bible reading. So
but that is exactly the exercise of the parents, particularly the mother of Samson.
Right?
We come to this point where we say, okay, what do I need to do? And we are looking for a list of rules and regulations of things to follow. And Samson's mother asked the exact same question. Right? If we go to chapter 13.
Verse 8. I was just looking at it.
Right. Well, she entreated the Lord.
This was the man.
Right. But further, teach us how
verse
we... Verse 12, and Manoah said, now let thy words come to pass. How shall we order the child, and how shall we do unto him? And what was the answer? And the angel of the Lord said unto Manoah, of all that I said unto the woman, let her beware. What had he said? You have to go back to verse 4. Now therefore, beware, I pray thee, drink not wine nor strong drink, and eat not any unclean thing, for lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son. And no razor shall come to his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite unto God, separated for God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. So the answer that came was not a list of things of you shall do this and you shall not do that. But it was simply separate yourself unto God. And then, of course, the things of the Nazarite come in there in verse 5 and verse 6. But it was simply separation holy unto God.
And it was in a very two elements of basic elements of life, the eating and the drinking, right? That's what he said, what you should not eat and what you should not drink. He didn't give her a big list of big things that she has to do. It's a very practical daily things that you do 3-4 times a day, eating and drinking. Because what you imbibe is going to form you.
Mm-hmm.
You are what you eat. Mm. You are what you eat. It's absolutely true. You eat junk food, you're going to look like junk food. You eat healthy stuff, you look healthy. And that is God is saying the same thing. The food that you eat, what are you feed yourself on? What are you spend hours looking at and reading on? What are you spending? It's going to impact you. And here's a warning in the very two element things. What you should not eat, what you should not drink.
Now, I want to help us develop this too. From the spring that we had yesterday. I'm thinking of verse 8 especially. For whatever reason, it appears as though the woman was the more spiritual of the mother and father. I do want us to notice that in these dark days of the judges, there was still a godly mother and father. Boaz still lived in these dark days. Ruth was brought to the living God in these dark days. They're parallel to the days that we're living in. And I love the attitude, because I look at willingness. I don't know how you couple that, but I like to couple it with the thought of the general attitude that one has, first of all, towards our parents, towards those that we are involved with day to day, and towards God Himself. Listen to what he says. Manoah entreated the Lord and said, O my Lord, Let the man of God which thou didst send come again unto us. And look at this. Isn't this nice? Teach us what we shall do. Teach us. It's a great question. Am I teachable? You see, that is to do with the attitude that I have. And then the commandments, it's already been mentioned, but I want to emphasize, in verse 14, all that I have commanded her, let her observe. Dear young people, it was not optional. It was not a choice. It was what the angel of God said to her, this is what it shall be. And we need to see that with the, especially the commandments of the Lord, the New Testament, the word that we have. It isn't optional. And when I treat it as though I have an option of doing it or not doing it, I will get into the very swamp that this man got into. No, it's not optional. The angel, it's nice, he comes back. He told them once. He comes back and he repeats all that I've said. You observe every saying of it.